What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns. Today, Nathan Zagura coming to you live from the Dog Bowl in Berea, home of Cleveland Browns Daily, with my man, Matt Wilhelm, who's been hanging out here in studio with us, tearing it up on CBD. It's the Monday after the bye week. The Browns players will return to the building tomorrow, not here yet today. But, Matt, as a player, is it tough to kind of get that little mini vacation then get back into to work mode?
It is, but as we talked about all week, it's one of those things where these guys, we've only got a little bit of sampling with these three games, so to get away, it's a fresh break for them to get back, come back to work, refreshed, and know they've got that long haul of 13 games ahead of them.
And they take on a Tennessee Titans team this coming week that is 1-3, losers of three in a row. Their differential on the season, negative 50. That's the third worst in the entire NFL. So this is a matchup that the Browns should feel confident about. They're not going to overlook a team like the Titans, are they?
You can't overlook any team in the NFL, but the fact of the matter is, what does that mean for us? That means the offense should willingly move the ball down the field and able to score points. And also, too, is we're going to be limited. We don't know what quarterback we're going to see, and there's no marquee name on this offensive team. So I think our defense, what a great week for our defense to really show out.
They need to. The Titans come into this game averaging just 15 points a game on the season, so hopefully the D can get it going. You talked about the quarterback uncertainty. Jake Locker has a wrist injury. He missed last week. Charlie Whitehurst started in his place. Now, if it's Locker, the Browns quarterback coach Dowell Loggins was his offensive coordinator last year in Tennessee, so he knows him well. If it's Charlie Whitehurst who came in last week and didn't look so good against the Colts, Matt's going to give you the scouting report on him. As of all, you played with him in San Diego.
I did. Spent about three or four seasons with him in San Diego. He was our scout team quarterback. The one thing about Charlie why he really never got a look in San Diego with the Chargers was because he was scared to throw the ball down the field. We called him Check Down Charlie. So he's always looking for the backside of the backfield because he's scared to throw that pick down the field.
Or it could be Zach Mettenberger, the rookie out of LSU, who pretty much came into the game last week in garbage time and promptly threw an interception. Any way you look at it, looks like this should be a good matchup for the Browns defense and the Browns. That'll do it for Cleveland Browns today. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news.